It's warmer right now. When we were at the 8 o'clock service this morning, it was really cold. So it's a windshield that gun negative minus 3 Celsius. So it was like with the Fahrenheit. So it's with Celsius, it's gonna be like 20 minus 20. So I was kind of concerned that many church members would not be able to attend. But then it was like more than any time before, so many people attended this morning at 8 o'clock service. So it was good. So regardless of weather, God will work. Let us truly enjoy the blessing. Let us look around and greet one another. Let us welcome. Be healthy physically and spiritually. Let us proclaim the blessing. The source of the blessings. So there's a worldly renowned tennis star. To maintain ranking number one in sports field. So keep the spot is truly difficult. But this tennis player, he's number one for many years. So skill-wise or mental strength-wise, this person is truly awesome. So I think that there's a reason why this person is always ranked as number one in tennis. So I watched him playing tennis. So as I was watching how he was playing tennis, I realized that person has such a strength. So this person really wants to win. There are times that when they play tennis, some games you may not be doing well. But then, is it hard when you're losing the game to win, after all? So things can be really difficult. But when I watch this player, even though he's losing the game, towards the end, he turns it back around and wins the game. So one time I was watching him playing tennis, and I thought that it was impossible to win the game. But he won, so now he's ranked as number one in tennis. Because this person wants to win. And he has the strength to push himself. So whatever you do, you have to have this strength. So there's this terminology in Japanese called gonjo. So that means you have special kind of a strength, special kind of a trait. So it is very critical to have this kind of trait, this kind of strength. So when you look at the wealthy people, there's a reason why. That's why they can become conglomerate, because they have the traits to become rich. And you know the students who are really excellent students, like top students, there are reasons why they are top number one in their schools. And maintaining your health, we have to live healthy life. So without the strength, this kind of strength, you cannot really maintain your health. So anyway, without this kind of strength, we cannot succeed. So without this, we cannot succeed. More importantly, just like we need this kind of strength in terms of worldly things, but we as believers, we need special strength. So how can we describe this, we as believers? So we as believers, we need this faith. So without faith, we are always wavering. We are always shaking. When things don't go well, we always complain. Look, but if you do have this unwavering faith, this kind of strength coming from faith, then you can truly rejoice the blessing coming from God. So when I look at people, even we are believers, we have this strength in worldly way, but we don't have the strength of faith. So look at the students. If they're failing in courses, or if their grades are not that good, they try really hard. They study hard to pull up the grades. To be well off or to be healthy, you work really hard. But the problem is, we as believers, we do not try hard to live a good walk of faith. Are you having this special strength? Are you making resolution to live as believer and trying hard? Because you are trying so hard to live well in terms of worldly way, but what about in terms of faith? So today I try to make this topic of let us have the trait of faith, strength of faith. Let us examine ourselves. Let us diagnose ourselves to see what's going on. So let us look at our walk of faith to receive true blessing from God. So from the Bible, I would like to share with you a few characters. Elijah was a teacher of Elisha. So it was time for Elijah to go up to heaven. He was ascending to heaven. So the only figure that followed Elijah was Elisha. Because Elijah built a school, like a seminary school. There were so many students from the seminary school. But when it was time for Elijah to come forward, he was about to be ascended. There was only one person following him. That was Elisha. So Elijah said, "It's time for me to go. It's not for you to follow me." So he said, "Don't follow me." But Elisha, he followed Elijah to the end. So Elijah said, "It's time for me to go to heaven, and don't follow me." Do you know what Elisha said when he was following him? "Give me the double portion of your spirit." It sounds very arrogant the way he said it, because he wants to receive double portion of spirit. He wants to receive double portion compared to his teacher. "I want the double portion of your spirit." Do you know why? The reason was the time that Elisha was living was a lot more corrupt than his teacher, Elijah. So he couldn't overcome all these hardships. So he was asking for a double portion of the spirit. So even though Elijah said, "Do not follow me," Elisha followed him to the end. And this is what kind of trait he had. "Without God's grace, I cannot survive. I need God's power in my life." So to receive this grace, how are you striving to receive this grace? Then God will bless you. You know the story of Ruth. Ruth became widow because her husband died, and Naomi called two daughter-in-laws, and she told the daughter-in-laws, "You are Moabites, and why don't you start off new life?" So Orpah said, "Okay." She wanted to go away. But Ruth didn't want to. She said, "I will follow you to the end. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people, my people. Your God, my God. I will accept that I died. If I leave you, I will be punished by God." She was young. What's good to follow mother-in-law? She has no husband, so she could go around and she could have a new life. Ruth said that your people, my people, your God, my God. Unless I die, I will not leave you. If I left you, God will punish me. So I will follow you to the end. Because she saw the God of covenant. So that because she had this faith. So I will follow you to the end. There's something different, people who receive the blessing, this kind of strength, special strength, inner strength. If I perish, I perish. Who would enjoy dying? Most people want to live. Esther, I'm talking about Esther. At that time, Israelites, Haman tried to kill Israelites. To block this, Esther came forward. You know this. From that historical background, at that time, even the queen was not able to come forward without notice. Because many kings were murdered back then. So if king doesn't say okay, even a queen cannot go to seek king. So all the Israelites were to be destroyed. And Esther, even without notice, she would go to see the king, and she said, if I perish, I perish. It's not easy to stake your life. God gives you grace if you stake your life for him. Let me tell you, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, no one wants to get into the furnace of fire. So furnace of fire, it was like even many times hotter than any other time. So the king asked people to bow down, and those people who did not bow down were to be thrown to the furnace of fire. But three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, did not want to bow down to the king. King Nebuchadnezzar looked at this and he was like so amazed. He knew that these three young men were so talented. So he was thinking, these three young men, because they were raised very well in the palace, he was thinking that they would bow down to the king. So King Nebuchadnezzar said that, I'll give you another chance. So I'll give you ultimatum. Either you bow down to the king, or you'll be thrown to furnace of fire. So, but these three young men had to bow down to this idol. But these three young men said that we would not bow down to this idol. We're going to the fire. If we go into the fire, God will save us. Even if he doesn't save us from the fire, we will not bow down to the idols. So that means they would die. Do you think you could make this kind of resolution Because these people had true faith, the strength of faith. Because they knew the Almighty God and His power. So they stake their lives. As you live your life, what is the secret to be successful? What is it? If you have a strength of faith, then you can receive the blessing from God. I want you to challenge for this. Let us have the strength. Let us. Our faith doesn't grow overnight. It comes little by little. So how can we have this strength? How can we strengthen ourselves? Because you say, oh, I'm gonna be strong in my faith. Does it happen overnight? Let me talk to you about four things. You should have a strength to attend a worship service. Look at verse 1 and 2 today, scripture reading. As a deer pants for the water, streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Psalmist is expressing, just like a deer pants for the streams of water, my soul pants for you, my God. This is what the worshiper of God has possessed. That means you are prioritizing the worship service in your life. You should have this. We are making excuses not to attend worship services. Our kids don't have school for a couple of days because you may want to go away for weekend trips. So people, before they went away, they attended 8 o'clock service. More than anything, how are you standing as a worshiper of God? How are you prioritizing worship service in your life? Just like the deer pants for water. I was watching one time Animal Kingdom or something, and there were lions, and then there was a deer. But the deer was so thirsty, so even though lion was right there, the deer was drinking the water because the deer was so thirsty. So that means the deer pants for water means like about to die without water. So is the soul, my soul thirsts for God. So the most important thing as believers is we as a worshiper of God.
Yeah.
So when you look at verse 4, these things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. So I used to worship God all the time. Now I cannot, and I am heartbroken, brokenhearted. That's why I'm brokenhearted. There are many times I get so frustrated when I look at the believers. So, like, people really stake their lives to earn something, worldly things. But people have no interest in worship. And worship is not priority for some believers. Maybe God's going to understand me even I skip a church once in a while. Maybe this week God's going to understand me. That's what you're thinking. How much do you want to receive grace? This is the grace blessing. No matter what happens, you have to put worship as a priority. Sunday worship. We praise God, we listen to God's word, and we worship. This is most important time in our lives. But sometimes worship, people do not come because of your own circumstances. So you need to have this to receive God's blessing. And the second is about a word. You know the story of Martha and Mary. Martha and Mary were sisters. Jesus was giving the word, but two sisters were totally different. Martha was preparing for the food. She wanted to cook something nice. It's good that she does that. But Mary was just listening to Jesus, what Jesus was saying. And Martha got upset. So, because Martha looked at Mary, so Martha said to Jesus, "Jesus, why don't you tell Mary to come and help me?" So Jesus said to Martha, "Martha, Mary chose something best for her." So to receive grace, you should have this kind of try. Do you have this to receive the grace? Are you trying to receive the grace? Are you striving to receive the grace? Cornelius, who was a centurion, he was a centurion of an Italian regiment, and he invited Peter. So he was a man of power. He was a centurion, and he invited Peter, and he kneeled down before Peter. Because Cornelius, he really loved the word of God. So later on, Peter was blessing Cornelius. And So truly to live your life, you need to listen to the word of God and follow the word of God. I bless you in Jesus' name. And the third is prayer. Strength to pray. Do you know the person who truly is a exemplary person? That was Jacob. So Jacob was wrestling with angel. So Jacob said, unless you bless me, I will not let you go. So angel hit his hip bone. But Jacob would not let it go. Unless you bless me, I will not let you go. That's how he prayed. Last Friday, I talked to you about this. You have to make a resolution how to pray. Resolution of prayer. You have to make a resolution. God, I want to be the person who prays the most in my family. More than my parents, more than my anybody else. I want to be the person who prays the most. I want to be the person who prays the most in our church, in Eden Church. We have many elders and senior deaconesses and deacons. More than anybody else, I want to pray the most to save this region and area. Please do pray. You have to pray. Don't you have many problems in your family? And many times you feel like you really you're lacking your strength. You rely on your strength. You rely on your experiences. But you don't think to pray. So make a resolution that you will be the person who pray the most in your family. That's the way you experience God's grace. And the fourth, evangelism. This is the part that we as believers are having a hard time. And many people believe that, oh, pastors are the ones who should evangelize. Maybe elders. So it's like always burdensome to evangelize other people. So even though we have weekly evangelism camp, no one is really interested. So evangelism is not something that you go out loud, cry out loud, like a scream outside. You should have a heart for others. Heart to love other soul. You should have a heart for others. Look at Abraham. God said to Abraham, I am going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham began to pray. He asked God, God, if there's at least like 50 righteous people, 50 righteous, would you destroy? And God said, I would not, for the sake of 50 righteous people. What if there's 40 righteous people? For the sake of 40 righteous, I will not destroy, God said. And 30, 20, and then 10. But there wasn't even 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah. God, please don't be angry with me, but let me ask you. No, Abraham is not talking to a person. He was talking to God. Lord, please don't be angry with me. Why did he pray like that? He had a heart for other soul. He had a love for other person. Because of his prayer, Lot's family, they were saved. Because of his passion for evangelism, Lot's family were saved. So Paul, who was in prison because of evangelism, he couldn't just sit there because he had the heart for others to evangelize. So Paul prayed like this. If my family members, my relatives, they come to the Lord, I will give my life to the Lord. I have no regrets. Even I die if my relatives come to know the Lord. So God used Paul as a greatest evangelist. It's not easy to save family. More than anything, your family evangelism is hard. How much are you praying for your family members? You have husbands who are not believers, wives not believers, your children. How much do you pray for your family evangelism? Maybe time will come. Someday. Don't think like that. It's not going to happen like that. Pray. If you truly love your family, you have to pray and you have to love each one's soul. You know best way to shorten the time schedule? You should pray. So do pray for your family so that your family member can attend the church together. Let me conclude. When we raise our children, sometimes we feel really frustrated. So if your children, they are not strong and they're always like beat up by others, and your children, they are not really strong, and they seem to be lost and they're like kind of lukewarm with everything. And when you look at that kind of children, you feel kind of frustrated. You feel upset. So same thing goes with we as believers. If we don't have this kind of inner strength, so when you have a chance, you don't attend the worship service, and you have no desire to receive grace, and you don't pray, and you have no interest for other soul, when God looks at you, God will be truly upset with you. So you live a life like that and you have no feelings, nothing. So we should strengthen ourselves in terms of faith. Let's do that again. Let us strengthen our faith. Successful worship. Receive grace. And pray and overcome all the problems. And evangelize your family first. I hope you become truly successful with this. I bless you. Almighty Father, thank you for giving us the word that we strengthen our faith. We do try hard worldly things, but maybe we have no interest for strengthening our faith. Let us truly strengthen ourselves. Let us follow the word. Let us pray. And let us have the love for others, for their souls. And let us stand firm. Wherever we go, let evil Satan would not attack us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.